This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and joining us by phone, as he does each Thursday, is the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, running the Michigan Theater and State Theater in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins, how you doing today?
Well, I'm all right, and looking forward to that day when we can actually do this live in the studio. That will be a good day, and I think that day's coming.
Maybe in the fall.
Yeah, maybe. It's looking pretty good.
Then again, maybe before my retirement in 25 years.
There you go. Well, we've got some interesting stuff this week, as we try to do every week. But Sam Neill is in a film called Rams that we're opening virtually on our virtual movie palace. And we got a little bit of history with that movie here in Ann Arbor with Cinetopia. We've also got a special watch party that's actually happening worldwide.
Huh.
Bruce Campbell, who's the star of The Evil Dead, which was a Michigan-made film.
Right. He was like a Michigan State Lansing guy, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, The Evil Dead was basically made by a bunch of Michigan State students. But one of my classmates at the University of Michigan was in that film as well. So they did a statewide audition. And then we've got our virtual trivia that we're doing tomorrow and curbside concessions. So it's a big day for popcorn and trivia at the old Michigan Theater this week. So, but I'm excited about this film called Rams. Now, this film was originally an Icelandic film that we did during Cinetopia in 2016. And it was a surprise favorite. It's about these two old guys, two brothers, who raised sheep, consequently.
Well,
rams.
That makes sense. Yeah, right.
But they really, really don't like each other. And then they get in trouble with the local health department and end up raising their sheep inside their house to cover up the fact that they still have sheep. But, they know what they're doing, and it's really a family conflict drama that ends up being rather heartwarming, despite the fact that you have these two very, very hard-headed guys that are the brothers.
So this is like an Australian English-speaking remake?
It is. It's an Australian film, but it's an English-speaking remake of this Icelandic film called Rams, and it stars Sam Neill and Michael Caton, directed by Jeremy Sims, and It was the surprise hit of Cinetopia in 2016.
I'm still shuddering at the fact of thinking of living with sheep in my house.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a dramatic dynamic that develops through the film as these two brothers, have this irreconcilable dynamic that they have to deal with. Ultimately, it gets resolved, which is kind of pushing that optimistic feeling that I think so many of us are feeling as the virus, there's light at the end of the tunnel in terms of COVID-19. A new administration took charge in Washington, so we'll hope that optimism is expressed and felt in this movie Rams as well. So it's a lot of fun. And then on Saturday at 9:00. There's going to be this special online screening of Evil Dead, and it's a Sam Raimi film, again, a Michigan-made film that starred Royal Oak native Bruce Campbell, and he's going to do live commentary during the showing of the film, so he's going to share memories and stories and anecdotes about the film and his experience.
Now, he's certainly done other things, but he's made a life off of this movie.
He has, and he's an unapologetic B-movie actor and a lot of fun. So anyway, if you can't be there on Saturday at 9:00, it will be available for viewing, not live, but for viewing for 48 hours after that. So go to the Michigan Theater Virtual Movie Palace at michtheater.org, and you can check that out again Saturday at 9:00. Tomorrow, Friday, from 5 to 7, we're doing our curbside concessions. You get our great popcorn and movie candy and any kind of merchandise that you might like. And you can pick that up before you go to movie trivia. So Nick Alderink, our film programmer, does this about every other week. So he's going to do it this week on Friday. And then next week on the 28th, he's going to do it on Thursday. So go check that out. It's free for Michigan Theater members. There's a little fee if you're not a Michigan Theater member. And if you win, you can get your name on the marquee. There's other prizes, too, a book or a vinyl record of the Michigan Theater organ, kind of a classic vinyl record. It's pretty fun. Or you can, if you're a winner, you might get a free streaming link for the Michigan Theater website.
Well, that sounds fun. Virtual Movie Trivia, Friday at 7 p.m. at michtheater.org. I'm David Fair. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU with my partner in crime, Russ Collins.
That's right. And mark your calendar. Now, last week I talked about A Hero for a Night, which was the film that opened the Michigan Theater 93 years ago in 1928. And it's a romantic comedy, a rather goofy thing that stars a star of the silent era, who nobody's heard of these days, Glenn Tryon. And then Patsy Ruth Miller is the ingenue star. And she actually was in The Hunchback of Notre Dame and had a pretty decent career. But this film was made inspired in a very goofy way. Again, it's a romantic comedy about this taxi driver who's also fascinated with flying planes and builds his own plane. And by accident, actually flies it across the Atlantic Ocean.
By accident.
Yeah.
Oops.
With of course, this girl that he's fascinated with, played by Patsy Ruth Miller, and her father, who's a soap magnate. Who he ends up saving the business as well. But anyway, this is a film that's just a huge surprise that it even exists. We were talking about doing it on next weekend, on the 31st. But we're actually going to do it on Valentine's Day. It's a romantic film about, yeah, you know, a romantic comedy. And we're able to coordinate all the elements on that particular day. So mark your calendar for Valentine's Day, the 14th of February.
Are you going to emcee that?
I'm going to emcee it.
I knew it because you're such a romantic.
That's right. Pa-dum, that's my heart beating. and we're going to do it at the theater. We're going to sell up to 320 tickets. This is to make it sure that it's socially distanced. So the Michigan Theater seats 1,600.
Right.
But there's only going to be 300 tickets available. But if we sell those out, we'll actually do it online as well and have some special stuff.
Nice.
So we'll get you more information about that next week. But Valentine's Day, A Hero for a Night, a special silent film with live musical accompaniment by Andy Rogers, our head organist, and should be a lot of fun for Valentine's Day. As an event to pay attention
and
to.
And as you slowly roll out the reopening of the theaters, there's going to be some other public screenings and events, right?
That's right. Well, you know, the news today, which is that the virus is subsiding around the country, and that's particularly true in Michigan and Washtenaw County. We're doing better than the rest of the country, which is wonderful. With the safety measures that we've implemented at the Michigan Theater, you literally are safer at the Michigan Theater than you are inviting your neighbor over for a cup of coffee or a beer. So we hope that people come on down.
But, you know, I have all new neighbors since the pandemic began. I've met none of them.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. It's huge, such a huge disruption. But, and that's certainly true for the Michigan Theater and movie theaters and performing arts presenters all over. It's also just true in your daily life. Everybody's so disrupted, but we make everybody wear masks, which is what you want to do in a public setting. With proper social distancing and masking, it really is a safe endeavor. If you're interested in renting the Michigan Theater, we're actually getting many rentals a week from people that, you know, bring their pod in or their family and screen a special movie. And so we're happy to do that. You can contact us at the Michigan Theater at michtheater.org. We'd be happy to talk to you about renting the State Theater in particular to you. And people are having a tremendous amount of fun. And then we're going to be doing some films in February that acknowledge Black History Month.
Excellent.
We're putting that program together right now with some of our partners. We're going to be doing award-worthy films throughout February, March, and April. Now, we're not going to be open every day by any means in February and March.
Right.
But we are going to be doing these two series. And then we're going to be acknowledging some other things, the State Theater Anniversary, the Michigan Theater Anniversary with this Hero for a Night on Valentine's Day. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We're looking forward to gradually reopening full-time. And it looks like, as you were talking about, studio being available in person, we should be able to be full bore in the fall, late summer, early fall. So we're looking forward to that. We've also got this online series of Academy Award best international film submissions from all over the world. So go check that out. There's a lot of great stuff, over 30 films on the Michigan Theater website, michigantheater.org.
Russ, thank you very much for the time, and thanks to everyone for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it every Thursday right here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. It's your community NPR station.
See you online, at the movie.